This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and relevantradio.com.
All right. I promised you, and by the way, welcome back. My name is Patrick Madrid, if you're just tuning in. I promised you I would read you an email that was sent in a few days ago by Anonymous, who says, I love your show, and Relevant Radio is helping me slowly to wake up from the midst of sinful life that I have been part of for a long time. My bio. I'm 33 and have always been a Catholic. I am present at Mass, but in the past year, I have not been receiving communion due to my situation with my fiancé. We got pregnant, and I moved in to help get ready for the baby. We lost our son, though, through stillbirth at 7 months. I am devastated. I meant to get my conversion on track and start over by moving out. In the time of search of the new place, my fiancé is expecting again. I failed again by having sex outside of marriage. We have been fighting and concluding that we should go our separate ways, but now there's another baby on the way. I am depressed. I am falling deeper into the hole I've dug for myself. I have complicated her and my life even more. When we talked last time, I told her that I would do my best to fix things, and this time we need to do it with God, which means I would have to move out at some point before our wedding. We are still planning for a September wedding next year in order for me to break away from fornicating and mortal sin. She doesn't understand that. On the side note, she's attending classes to become a Catholic. She's currently Baptist, but has been going to Catholic Mass for the past 2 years. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Amen to that, by the way. As you can see, my situation is complicated. I want to follow God's plan, but I am contradicting as it is. But I feel in my heart that I can change and better my situation with God's help. The baby is the extra on top of the complicated situation. My fiancé is threatening to leave and strip me of my parental rights because we, as she says, crossed the line and going to be married anyway, so there is no need to go through all that. It pains me to hear that because I think differently now. The radio shows have awakened my consciousness, my soul, and most importantly, the need for conversion. We will be having a child before we get married. I want to make things right and will be trying everything to make this right, but what should I do in this difficult situation? Where should I start? I fear that I won't make it in time, and God will condemn me for my sinful ways. I pray that you will find time to discuss this message on your show as I listen to Relevant Radio 9 hours a day. God bless you, Patrick, and thank you. Well, God bless you, Anonymous, and let me see if I can help you. First of all, your conscience is functioning properly, and that's a great thing because you realize that you've been straying away from the path that leads to eternal life. Jesus said, you know, the road is wide and many travel it that leads to perdition, to hell, and the gate is narrow and few find it that leads to eternal life. And he finishes that by saying, strive to enter by the narrow gate. And that's what you're doing. Maybe your striving hasn't gotten into high gear yet, but you're on the way. And you're on the off ramp now of that 12-lane superhighway to hell that you've been on, and a lot of people are on. And a lot of people who wind up in heaven were on, but they got off that and they found the narrow gate. So I want to encourage you, don't get depressed. Don't get beaten down. You're on the right path. You're doing the right thing. You're getting on the off-ramp. So let's start there. So you're on the off-ramp. What do you do next? Okay, well, go to confession. Make a good, sincere confession of all the sins. And remember, you don't have to give the priest any of the gory details. All he needs to know, all he wants to know in the confession with regard to your serious sins is number and kind. What kind of sin? How many times? You say, Father, I fornicated with my girlfriend, and I don't know how many times, it was 100 times, or it was 500 times, or it was 10 times, you know, whatever it is, you just give as best you can. God doesn't expect you to have exact scientific, numerical exactitude. You just make a good faith effort to say, this kind of sin, this many times, and then there was that kind of sin, this many times, that kind of sin, this many times, and just lay it out. Don't be afraid. The priest is there to help you, and he will give you absolution, and time permitting, he can even give you some encouragement and advice on how you can proceed. So that'd be the very first step. So get back on track sacramentally. If you've already done that, great. And keep going to confession, by the way. Second thing is, and you sort of alluded to that, you can fix this. You can fix this. So it may mean you're going to have to tighten your belt. It may mean you're going to have to adjust your lifestyle. But if you really want to follow Jesus, then move out and don't live under the same roof with her, because, as you said, you know, the temptation to fall back into the sin is too great. And it's understandable. I'm sure she's a very lovely girl and you love her and she loves you. And if you're together in the same room every night, it's going to happen. So, I mean, just you move yourself out of that near occasion of sin. And yes, there may be some suffering involved, but you can handle it. You can handle that. I mean, if you say to yourself, yes, I'd be willing to give my life for Jesus. Okay, great. But are you willing to do this for Jesus? I would look at it that way. Third thing, why wait till the end of next year? Especially if you have a baby on the way. Now, granted, you need to go through the preparation classes for holy matrimony. The church in your area will have a program for that. It could be pre-Cana, it could be engaged encounter. There are different forms of this. Do that, get plugged in with that, you and your fiance. You and she both are going to grow stronger, not only in the knowledge of what marriage is all about, but you're also going to become that much more attuned to each other on things like married life, finances, raising kids, who does this, who does that. You're gonna find out a lot about each other by doing that preparation for holy matrimony. But my advice would be, don't prolong it. I don't see any realistic reason to put it off until, you know, the end of, and he's given me some specific dates here, so I'm just being somewhat vague. But the indication would be it would be late in 2020. So my advice, practically speaking, is don't defer it that long, because you know why? You're that much more likely to fall into serious sin again. So if you and she love each other, you have a child coming, you're committed to her, she's committed to you, she's coming into the church, you're both going to do the things that the church asks of you, like preparation for marriage courses and all that, then I would say once you've completed those requirements, get married. And get going and start building a life together under one roof, where it's mom, dad, and the baby, and you give that child the kind of home life that he or she needs. Because otherwise what'll happen is, if you defer your marriage unnecessarily, now she has a baby and you're not there because you're doing the right thing. You're not there to support her. That child needs a daddy from day one. So those are my thoughts as I read and reread and prayed about your letter. Those are my thoughts, and I really encourage you to give that some thought, and I hope you find that helpful. And I'd love to hear from you, maybe down the road, if you want to call me and tell me how things played out. God bless you.